This is Ozarks at Large, and I'm Iti Agnihotri Mutholkar. Artist Jerry Talaferro is a former military man who left Special Forces to become a full-time photographer. His exhibit called Women of a New Tribe celebrates the spiritual and physical beauty of African-American women. On display at Mullins Library on the University of Arkansas campus, the exhibition seeks to honor both Black History Month and Women's History Month. The exhibition also features images of African American women from our own community, including University of Arkansas students, nurses, a doctor, clergywomen, and a community activist. Earlier this week, I spoke with Talaferro, a Charlotte, North Carolina native, on the phone about his art and ideas that inspire him. He began the conversation by telling me more about the exhibition.
Well, Women of a New Tribe is an exhibition that looks at the physical and spiritual beauty of the Black woman or Black American woman. We use a style of photography that's kind of reminiscent of the photography they used in 1930s and 40s Hollywood, a kind of a real stylized black and white photography. The reason we like to use black and white photography is because it's less distracting. You know, the subject is pretty much the most important thing, and all of a sudden the lighting and composition seems to be a little more evident, or, you know, the viewer can have a more uncluttered view to the picture or the subject.
Now, your two other exhibitions have focused on airplanes. The first one was a fun exhibition called Paper Flight Fantasies, and the second one was called The Test, about the Tuskegee Airmen, who were the first black aviators in the U.S. military.
Right.
And now you have Women of a New Tribe up at Mullins Library at the University of Arkansas.
Right.
So how do you choose the topics that you want to cover? Do you just come across them, or do you actively seek them out?
Well, you know, I love history, and I love, you know, stories and well-told stories. And so, you know, if it interests me and I feel like doing it and I feel like pursuing it, you know, I just kind of, you know, get consumed by it, you know.
What about this exhibition? How did you come up with the idea for this exhibit?
Well, this exhibit kind of developed itself. When I was in Memphis, when I lived in Memphis, and I did a lot of commercial photography, and a lot of my clients were companies that did ethnic hair and skincare products. So we had a lot of models that came through the studio. So a lot of times on the weekends, we would get together and shoot just for, you know, everybody's portfolio. So we were looking for ideas, you know, things, striking pictures, things that would get attention, you know, good portfolio photographs. And we started playing with African masks. And before long, we had, you know, a fairly good series of photographs that kind of went along with that theme. So we had the chance to show those photographs in an exhibition called Heartbeats for Africa. It was a charity auction, I think, was sponsored by Morgan Freeman and doctors in Memphis to support medical missions to Africa. Well, somebody came in and bought all of the pictures, so we kind of figured that we were on to something. And so we, you know, started concentrating on, you know, putting those pictures in an exhibitable form or adding to that collection the pictures. So that kind of brought us to that, you know, Women of a New Tribe thing.
Why do you think it's so important that this exploration of African-American beauty be discussed through photographs?
Well, you know, initially we did it because we thought it looked good. But, you know, after the exhibit was on the road, you know, for a couple of years, you know, we get a lot of good comments from women, particularly young black women who, you know, didn't know how to feel about the way they looked, their hair, their skin. So all of a sudden they saw these pictures and we would get these comments about how good they felt, you know, about themselves, or how all of a sudden they start seeing themselves in a new light. And I felt, you know, I felt that's the real value of this exhibition. It causes people to take another look. It causes people to, you know, examine their definition of what's beautiful and what's not, or, you know, what's attractive, you know, and even to broaden their definitions of what a beautiful woman is or what a beautiful person is.
What are some of the best comments that you've gotten about the exhibition? Any stories that you remember?
Well, there is a kind of a funny story. The exhibit about a year ago was in Bucharest. The U.S. Embassy had brought the exhibit there. And I got an email from this woman who said she just happened, it was two black women who happened to be just traveling through Europe, and they saw the advertising for the exhibit, and they went there, and they were the only two black women there at this exhibit that was, you know, fairly well attended. And I think people thought that they were a part of the exhibition, and they were telling how people were coming up to them and talking and just were fascinated with them, and how good they felt about the attention they were receiving. So like I said, she sent an email and you know, just praising the exhibit, and you know, I thought that was, you know, a really nice thing to happen.
Now, you prefer a style of photography where you can work on achieving a specific look or a background, or, you know, just a complete effect. Why that preference?
Occasionally we will, you know, go outside or shoot, you know, shoot at a place that's important to the woman. So, you know, it depends. You know, it depends on what the woman tells us. Or we often ask the woman to bring a prop with them, something that's important that they can hold, that communicates who they are. One of the things we like to tell the women is that we give them a situation. We say, 100 years from now, if somebody found these pictures and there's no caption or no names or no explanation of the picture, they would look into the picture, look at the woman, and say, I know this woman, or I know something about this woman. So, you know, we love the picture to communicate who that person is and what they do or what's important to them. You know, to give you an example, we did a picture of a lady a couple of years back. She was a community activist, and I don't know how she got this, but she was able to get a community watch sign, you know, and bring it with her, you know, still on the post. So, you know, that's the kind of picture. You know, we want to take a picture more than a pretty picture. We want to take a picture that communicates something to the viewer.
So you do want to leave the interpretation part to the audience.
Right, right. That's an important part of it. It's kind of like an exercise for you to look at that picture and to use your imagination or to try to know something about that person, you know, by the picture.
But a lot of these pictures also seek to shape your perception in some way. There are pictures of a pregnant woman. There are pictures of a woman holding a spear.
Yes, yes. You know, it's the pictures are meant to inspire, you know, certain things. Some of the pictures are kind of, you know, for lack of a better term, fantasy. You know, there's a picture of a woman with a lion's head on her shoulder, and that picture is, it was shot that way because we were building a picture around an African saying that the daughters of lions are lions too. So, you know, a lot of times we will try to build a picture that communicates a certain, you know, a certain theme or a certain saying we get a good idea for a picture, you know, and we try to shoot it.
That's interesting. What do you want people to take away from this exhibition after they leave the exhibition? What kind of questions do you want them to ask themselves or ask people around them?
Well, the big thing we want, you know, if you broaden your definition of what a beautiful woman is, I guess the you know, the one thing I believe is that when you look at a picture, you see with more than your eyes. You also see with your heart, you know. So we kind of, I guess if a person left the exhibition and all of a sudden the person saw a black woman walking, just the everyday black woman walking down the street, if he would look at her a little differently, I think we've done, you know, I think we've accomplished our goal.
Thank you so much, Jerry, for talking to us.
I enjoyed it.
Photographer Jerry Talaferro's exhibition, Women of a New Tribe, which celebrates the spiritual and physical beauty of African-American women, is on display at Mullins Library on the University of Arkansas campus through the end of April. I spoke with him earlier this week.